The Holy Rosary with meditations on the spiritual life from the papal addresses and writings of Pope John Paul II, Vicar of Christ, arranged according to the 20 mysteries of the Holy Rosary.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
For an increase of faith, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
For an increase of hope, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
For an increase of love, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The first luminous mystery, the baptism of Jesus in the Jordan. The fruit of this mystery is spiritual childhood.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Not in vain did Jesus once say, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The great price of our redemption also shows the importance the human person has in God's sight. It is a confirmation of our dignity in Christ. When we are made children of God and adopted sons and daughters, we become in His likeness, a royal priesthood.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The Church is with you and exhorts you to live according to your status as children of God, united to Christ, under the gaze of Mary, our most holy Mother.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Jesus Christ comes to us as one who welcomes children with love, defends their spontaneous wish to draw near to Him, and praises the trusting simplicity that is typical of them because it merits the kingdom.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
To you who are children of God through our baptism and your membership in the Church, I can recall His own words, seek first His kingship over you, His way of holiness. Yes, for us who are Christians, that is the really important thing.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The living God meets you in Jesus Christ. In Him, in Jesus Christ, the entire being of God is manifested. It is love, pure and simple. With this love, God addresses each and every one of you as a son or daughter.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Man was created in the image and likeness of God. He must therefore seek the perfection proper to him in the line of this image and likeness. As St. Paul tells us, therefore be imitators of God as His beloved children.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Conversion to God always implies a discovery of His mercy, of the love which is patient and kind and the degree proper to the Creator and Father. It is always a rediscovery of the Father, who is rich in mercy.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The Lord speaks to each of us, just as He once spoke to the prophet Isaiah. Fear not, for I have redeemed you, I have called you by name, you are mine. In God's eyes, every human being is unique and unrepeatable, somebody thought of and chosen from eternity.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
We know that God, rich in mercy like the Father in the parable, does not close His heart to any of His children. He waits for them, looks for them, goes to meet them. God, rich in mercy, is the God whom Jesus Christ revealed to us as Father.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The second luminous mystery, the wedding at Cana. The fruit of this mystery is marriage and family life.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Motherhood is a vocation for all times. It is a vocation today. The world has a special hunger and thirst for this motherhood, which is woman's physical and spiritual vocation, as it was Mary's.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Do not lessen the demands which the choice of Christ imposes. If we propose weakened ideals, the young will be the first not to want them, for they are looking for something that is worthwhile, an ideal worth dedicating a life to.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Follow Christ. You who are married, share your love and your burdens with each other. Respect the human dignity of your spouse. Accept joyfully the life that God gives through you. Make your marriage stable and secure for your children's sake.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Life is also precious because it is the expression of the fruit of love. This is why life should spring up within the setting of marriage, and why marriage and the parents' love for one another should be marked by generosity and self-giving.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
When the truths about the principal questions of faith and Christian life are taken up again in the family atmosphere of love and reverence, the souls of the children are often influenced in a decisive and lifelong way.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Joseph of Nazareth is a special revelation of the dignity of human fatherhood. Joseph of Nazareth, a carpenter, a working man, the family is based on the dignity of human fatherhood, on the responsibility of man as husband and father, and on his work.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The aim for which we are born is holiness and salvation, and the family is willed by God for this purpose. The family in the plan of God, Creator and Redeemer, ought to be a sanctuary of love.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
With all our hearts, we should encourage family prayer and a family sacramental life centered around the Eucharist. for the vitality of the Christian family derives from its union with Christ and the life of grace, which is nourished by the liturgy and by family prayer.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
To bear witness to the great value of the permanence and fidelity of marriage is one of the most precious and most urgent tasks of Christian couples in our time.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Our Lord confers upon Christian married couples a special mission as apostles, sending them as workers into his vineyard, and in a very special way into this field of the family. Marriage is a true vocation and mission.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The third luminous mystery, the proclamation of the kingdom of God. The fruit of this mystery is the kingdom of God.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
To serve God is to reign. In this task, sin is broken and the kingdom of truth and life, the kingdom of holiness and grace, the kingdom of justice, love, and peace is born anew.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
This church is the Church of Jesus Christ, who declared before the tribunal of the Roman judge Pilate that he was a king, but with a kingdom not of this world.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The new world was announced by our Lord during his whole earthly life as the kingdom of God. It was merited by his sacrifice, inaugurated by his resurrection and the gift of his Spirit. It is now being constructed around Christ, present in the heart of man, the firstborn of the dead and head of the church.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The church needs lay people who will be heralds of the gospel, so that it may penetrate all areas of social life, constituting its fabric, the basis of the civilization of love. This is a sign and precursor of the coming of the Lord and the fullness of the kingdom.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The kingdom of heaven is the ultimate fulfillment of the aspirations of all men. It is the fullness of the good that the human heart desires. It is the fullness of God's bounty and love toward man.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Christ discloses and gradually reveals the horizons of the kingdom of God, the horizons of a world converted to the Creator, of a world free from sin, a world built on the saving power of love.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
By virtue of baptism, Jesus has made you his witness, so that the power of the gospel might shine out in daily family and social life. You have the mission of cooperating in the diffusion and growth of the kingdom of Christ in the world.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
You will contribute to the extension of God's rule by the witness of your life.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Evangelization contains a clear proclamation that salvation is in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. It is his name, his teaching, his life, his promises, his kingdom, and his mystery that we proclaim to the world.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Beginning with Pentecost, the reconciliation of all people is no longer a dream of a distant future. It has become a reality destined to grow ceaselessly with the universal expansion of the Church.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The fourth luminous mystery, the Transfiguration. The fruit of this mystery is the light of Christ.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
In our knowledge of God and in our journey to him, we do not lose sight of the power of these words. He who sees me sees the Father. The God who is infinite, inscrutable, and perfect has come close to us in the person of his Son, Jesus Christ.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
With the help of the Lord, you will be able to grow more and more in the intensity of a Christian life, which is based on staunch faith and which flourishes in the beauty of love. Only in this way does one become a lamp on a stand and effectively witness the gospel before men.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Christ is present in the midst of the faithful, Christ who saves, Christ who instills hope in mankind, Christ who welcomes the poor and sinners with love, Christ who prays, Christ our Pasch, who by his death and resurrection opened the gates of the kingdom to us.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
When one is really convinced that Jesus is the Word incarnate and is still present in the Church, then one accepts his Word completely, because it is a divine Word which does not deceive, which does not contradict itself, and which gives us the true meaning of life and eternity.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Man is the being who seeks God because he seeks happiness. It can be said that man's whole life and the whole of human history is a great search for Jesus. The human person cannot fully understand himself apart from Christ.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Christ alone is our Redeemer. Christ, who is the Redeemer of the human race, we want to fix our eyes on him, because salvation is in him alone, the Son of God, and to say with Peter, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Christ is the purpose and measure of our lives. He alone, who is the bread of life and satisfies the deepest hunger of humanity. As St. Augustine said, our hearts are restless until they rest in you.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Lean fittingly on Christ, the Son of God made man, whose friendship and company light up the way of the spiritual life and lead to the highest experience of the mystery of the Holy Trinity.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The wisdom of God is Christ himself. The Church has always taught and continues to proclaim that God's revelation was brought to completion in Jesus Christ, who is the fullness of that revelation.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
All the richness of the Christian mystery, all the urgency of the gospel message is contained in this word, redemption. The event of redemption is central in the history of salvation. It is all summarized here. Christ came to save us. He is the Redeemer of man.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
The fifth luminous mystery, the Last Supper. The fruit of this mystery is the Holy Eucharist.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
By commission of Christ Himself, the Church constantly celebrates the Eucharist, in which she finds the source of life and holiness, a living sign of grace and reconciliation with God, and a pledge of eternal life.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The zealous spread and deepening of devotion to the Eucharist is a sign of authentic renewal. Devotion to the Eucharist is the soul of all Christian life.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Christian life finds its full expression in the love of God and neighbor. This love, in turn, has its special source in the most blessed sacrament, which is commonly called the sacrament of love. The Eucharist is a fountain of charity.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The doctrine of the Eucharist as a sign of unity and bond of love was taught us by St. Paul, and then more fully and clearly explained in the writings of so many saints who provide us with living models of devotion to the Eucharist.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Devotion to the Eucharist is the center and high point of the entire sacramental life. In it, the sacraments of Christian initiation, baptism, and confirmation continue to make their voices heard as though in a mighty echo.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The Eucharist manifests and makes real the family unity of the entire Church. In order to share the sacrifice of Christ and to receive his body and blood as food, the Church gathers as a family at the table of God's Word and the table of the Lord's bread.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
The hearts of countless men and women turn with renewed faith to the spotless host of the altar, recognizing in it the presence of the Creator of the universe and the Lord of history.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Frequently receiving the Lord really present in the Eucharist and receiving divine pardon and the sacrament of penance will help you to maintain an authentic Christian conduct.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
At the Eucharist, your spirit is renewed, your mind and heart are refreshed, and you will find the strength to live day by day for Him who is the Redeemer of the world. Center your life in the Eucharist.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
God's gift of Christ to man is a total, that is, radical gift. It is, in a certain sense, all that God could give of himself to man.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy.
Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, our life, our sweetness, and our hope. To thee do we cry, poor banished children of Eve. To thee do we send up our sighs, mourning and weeping in this valley of tears. Turn then, most gracious Advocate, thine eyes of mercy towards us, and after this our exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of thy womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary, pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ.
Let us pray. Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, that as we meditate upon these mysteries of the Most Holy Rosary of the Blessed Virgin Mary, we may imitate what they contain and obtain what they promise through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in this day of battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the other evil spirits, who prowl through the world seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. May the divine assistance remain always with us, and may the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. Amen. Let us pray for the intentions of the Holy Father.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Pope John Paul II, the great evangelizer, pray for us. Pope John Paul II, defender of the right to life, pray for us. Pope John Paul II, promoter of divine mercy, pray for us. Pope John Paul II, lover of the Holy Rosary and devotion to Mary, pray for us. Pope John Paul II, vicar of Christ, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.